This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The vote yesterday was 3-1 in the National Labor Relations Board that graduate student research and teaching assistants at Columbia University are, in fact, employees of that school and so have the right to unionize. Graduate student unions have been recognized at public universities for more than 45 years, but at private schools, only NYU, New York University, has agreed to recognize its union. And that is a fact that is likely to change real soon. From our education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
At Yale University, grad students have been bargaining informally for years. They've won health insurance and domestic partner benefits and teacher training. Aaron Greenberg is a PhD candidate in political science and chair of the grad student union. He says yesterday's ruling paves the way to formal collective bargaining.
This is a historic decision that is going to affect tens of thousands of graduate employees across the country.
Grad students have become a go-to source of cheap labor for universities, and they're doing more of the teaching and research. Gordon Lafer is a former grad student organizer who now teaches labor policy at the University of Oregon. He says less than a third of college instructors today are tenured professors, and that's been a double-edged sword for people getting their PhDs.
Because on the one hand, you are the low-wage labor force while you're doing your PhD, whether that's in teaching or research. And on the other hand, when you get out, you have less chance of getting a real tenure-track job because so many of those have been replaced by graduate students and part-timers.
But colleges say the ruling could decrease work opportunities for all students on campus. Peter McDonough is general counsel with the American Council on Education. He says the decision suggests any students with campus jobs, not just grad students, have the right to organize.
The floodgates essentially are open. The opportunity exists for every person who is an employee, whether a student or not, on a campus to be represented.
McDonough says union representation itself isn't bad, but he says it is likely to increase labor and administrative costs, which will be passed on to students. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.